president. Bonk.
Hello, welcome to the big show. It's the Christmas quiz. Yeah, we're going to have some fun before the festivities start. And we've dug James out from the pile. He's come in to say hello again. And we've got Jeff and Patrice back. The victorious Patrice from the Mac show looking for the double tonight.
Yeah, the reigning champion.
He's the current
totally
champion.
Totally accidental.
Current Mac show champion. And Muller's here on his sun lounger again.
I'm sorry.
Just turn the camera down. Just point the camera down a little bit, and then we'll get a little bit. There you go. Not that everyone wants to see, I'm sure. But what's that? Have you got a microphone there?
What, here?
No, there's one in front of the camera.
Oh, yeah, there's that one. Yeah, I'll put it there.
It's like a HomePod cover.
I couldn't.
He needs two microphones for his awesome microphone technique.
Except anyone's got batteries.
It goes with his turntables also.
Are we all set to go? It is the Christmas quiz. I got to say, this was a hard one to do. The Mac show was dead easy, but this was a hard show to do because finding questions that weren't about being fines or China putting stuff in to spy on us all was hard. So we'll see.
Hey, I've scored already.
And my wonderful patented scoreboard, which I can't point to because it's in front of me and... he's here, so I'm going to again try and use it. So we shall see. The Christmas quiz starts off, James. We have 42 questions, so pick away, boy, and make a note of the numbers, please.
Oh, please, I forgot about this bit. I should know this part anyway. Okay, we'll go lucky number 7.
Lucky 7 straight away. What did regulators claim Fortnite was being used for this year?
Holidays.
Now we've asked.
I think I have an idea.
We've asked the only gamer on the panel this one, so he should get it. James, come on.
Just repeat the question, please.
What did regulators claim Fortnite was being used for this year?
Keeping an eye on our kids, probably.
Child binding.
Yes.
What? There's a the other three are warmed up, so I'm going to give you a chance. Right, what did regulators claim Fortnite was being used for? So it's not
gambling.
It's almost.
I like that, but no, bad luck. Who's going? Patrice said he knew first, so.
I mean, now I'm not so sure, but I think it was used for like communication of terrorists.
No,
is it?
That's right. Why would that be regulators? Yeah, that makes no sense.
I think James is almost there. Is it the like a lottery because the boxes of goodies were sort of
no
they had to pay for and
no. That one just put spying in the chat room, but that's not correct. Jeff, have a guess.
Child trafficking.
What?
Quite how you send a child through Fortnite? I'm not entirely sure. No,
I have no idea either, but it sounded like something that regulators would be very interested in.
It's going to be porn, regulators. Isn't it? It's going to be porn.
No, money laundering.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, because it's a money platform, isn't it? So
yeah, it is. It's absolutely that.
How did they get the soap?
Oh, for gambling.
How did they get the soap through the screen?
Oh, give
her. Same way they get the kids through.
Tell he's had a beer at the curry house. Jeffrey, pick a number.
Let's go with
12. Huawei delayed its folding phone in August, but what was it called? What was Huawei's folding phone called, or what's it going
Huawei
to be called?
Huawei Foldophone X Pro 5.
Oh, that wasn't...
I have no idea.
You're going to kick yourself a little bit, but go on. No, that
good
wasn't
answer.
It. Who said...
James, is this called the Fold?
No, it's
no,
not.
It's a Samsung. Is it the bendy phone?
No. Patrice, last chance.
The Gumby 5.
Any ideas, Patrice?
Not a clue.
It's the Mate.
Like the X one?
Oh, you see, you both got the X in there, but it's the Mate X. I'd never heard of it until I found the question.
Yeah.
I saw one of the Samsung Folds in CX in Solihull. £1,550.
Yeah,
second hand.
Much. I wonder if we're going to get any. I'm just sitting here now. We're halfway through round one and no one scored a point. Batwench. Oh, Batwench got it. She typed. Can you just not type the thing in until they've had a chance, please, Batwench?
We love you.
Not like it helped.
We know you know, but just put it in after. It's fine. We'll believe you if you say you got it, but don't give this lot an answer in the bloody chat room before
then. Text me, Batwench.
DM me, please, Batwench. I'll send you a number.
Patrice, pick a number.
17.
Oh, I thought he was going to go for his magic number.
What theorized phenomenon was captured for the first time this year?
Black hole.
Black hole, correct. Yes.
Oh, well done.
Of that. Well done.
That was pretty awesome.
That was awesome. I'm really chuffed with that. The fact that the black hole is bigger than our solar system.
It's ace, and it swallows up.
The black bit is anyway. The rest is even more infinite.
Yeah, we don't know how big it really is.
No. Right, Muller.
You know what I'm going to go for? Because I think you've probably laid it down again. I'm going to go for nine.
Nine?
Nine. Beatrice won't go for it.
What question does... No, that's...
that's what I was hoping you'd say.
No, what is Yandex?
Yandex.
What is Yandex?
I've heard of it. I can't remember. Make me think. Have a guess.
Is it a new type of material?
Hold on a minute. Give me a chance to answer my own question.
Sorry. I thought it was supposed to chime in. No?
Hey, yeah. Hey, calm down. He's banned from entering now. Is it a new kind of material?
It's spandex for the whites.
I think it's a financial app.
No, it's not. Open to the floor.
Is it a Chinese search engine?
No.
Damn it.
Ooh, it I like chat? That answer.
Oh, God. Oh, God. It's not a German chat. What is it?
It's a Star Wars character.
Jeff and James?
Chatbot.
New Star Wars character.
Jeff, good work.
No one's going to get it. Batwench has already put it. Batwench, this is your last warning, all right? You do this again, I'm going to kick you from the chat room. Just wait. For fuck's sake, just wait.
Is it a Russian company?
It's a Russian search engine.
Oh crap.
Well done.
And we've
I was right about the search engine, just the wrong communist country.
And we hacked it. We hacked it this year.
Nice.
Last warning, Batwench. I'm telling you, you type another answer before everyone's finished, you're out. I'm not having it.
You know, the fact that she's typing the answer before we're done and we still don't get it.
I know.
It doesn't matter if she continues to type before the answer.
Yeah, but I figure by the time we're into about round six, you'll have worked it out then, and then you'll be doing it.
She's in that loving telephone box thing of hers.
At the end of the first round... It's looking tight because no one's got bugger all apart from Patrice, who's got two. The match show was really close. It was so exciting.
Yeah, it was,
it was neck close. And neck all the way up to the end. Yeah. Right, James, round two, mate. Start us off. Pick a number.
Yeah, let's go with number one.
Number one. Yeah. Which number one. Massive tech company released a wearable air conditioning unit this year?
God, I'd have to say Samsung because they do air conditioners.
Samsung, no, it's the wrong answer.
Okay. Oh. Happy to fail on that.
I have an idea.
Go on then.
Huawei?
No.
Oh, Patrice. What's the second one?
Jeff and Muller left. And then we'll throw it open to Batwench.
I know what it is, but I can't remember the company. But was it some sort of underwear? And tubes going through it, but I can't.
Yeah, that's not underwear.
I'm going to go Samsung.
That's like a sex toy.
What, you're going to say the same wrong answer that James said for his question?
I thought he said Huawei. Huawei then.
I said Huawei.
That was Patrice. Go on, Jeff, pick a company. Any company will do.
I think it's Korean.
Amazon.
No, we take to Batwench. Batwench, have you got the answer? Come on.
It's not She's a Russian company.
Oh, Batwench is tight. What kind of connection is she on? Because that was like a second. Toshiba is the wrong answer. It's Sony.
No.
Sony announced wearable air conditioning this year. There we go. Jeffrey, pick a number.
Going well.
13.
13. Google bought Fitbit for this year, yes. But for how much? And I'll get it. If you're close, I'll give it you. Google bought Fitbit, but for how much?
250 million.
Oh, no.
That's a bit low.
Throw it open.
1.5 billion.
No, I'm going to give it to James straight away. They're 2.1 billion.
Oh. I could have got the 2.1. You didn't
I guess that shows you how much I think Fitbit is worth anymore.
Right. We needed a thing. So Doc suggested this, I know. So if you want to come in afterwards, you've got to be the first to say, I know. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
No, back when she was after the question, she's just on a really fast connection, I think. I hope, anyway. Otherwise, I don't want to have to kick her because she's, you know, she's wonderful. I don't want to kick her off, but...
Just kick her at the top.
Just kick her out the chats. Kick her in the chats.
Oh!
That was Jeffrey's question, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Patrice.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's go for 42.
She's typing the question. She's typing the answer and then waiting till she gets the thumbs up. Good girl. Like that. Number two.
Wait a minute. I thought you said well, she's typing the answer.
42.
Oh, 42. Sorry, mate.
42.
Yeah, I bet you wish you'd have picked two now. Boris Johnson agreed to do what in light of any other serious technological competitor? Quote. Boris agreed to do what in, quote, any other... lack of any other serious technical competitor.
I know.
Okay, so...
Tech. I don't know. Tech. The boxes of customs himself?
No. Muller?
He wanted a... he's promising to make us all full fiber at the end of the decade.
I thought you were going to get it. No. That's not...
Well, broadband then.
No.
Promise to make...
No,
Boris agreed.
A box of frogs. Probably make us twice as better at something.
No. Jeff, I don't think you're going to get this, Jeff, but...
No, but I'll just throw out a guess anyhow. Estate-managed wireless phone service.
Oh! No, you're in the right ballpark. Bat Winch?
Really?
Is it Wi-Fi?
No. Boris agreed... to allow Huawei, even though the security concerns and all that bollocks, he's agreed to allow Huawei's 5G radio equipment to come to the UK.
Really?
Oh, man, I was close.
But, and he's only done it because there's bugger all else, is the long and the short of it. Batwing's put fusion energy. No.
That would have been awesome, though.
That's a great answer, yeah. It's better than the real shit.
That doesn't say fusion energy. That says fusion Hungary.
Injury. Yes,
it does say injury. Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
well, that's probably injury. How he said it. Right?
I'm dyslexic as well. So,
Muller, pick a number.
I'm going to go for Vi. That's three in it.
Is that three?
What?
Dry.
Three. That's dry.
Dry.
No, dry. Three. Chetri shesh. Sorry, go.
So we all love OLED screens, and there's loads of TVs been released this year. But Muller, what does OLED stand for?
Oh, flipping up.
I know.
I've got a Q engine. What?
Oh, you iNode faster than I did.
Yeah. Damn it. I was too slow.
Mullet, you go on, you got a second.
Okay, give me a chance. I'm just writing it out and having a think. Light emitting diode is the bomb bit. Organic light emitting diode.
Good.
My boy.
Yeah.
Correct.
I had to have a think.
Mullet, you've impressed me there because I didn't think you were going to get that at all.
I had to write it down.
For a minute.
So at the end of round two, James has one. Jeff has none, and Patrice and Muller both have two in the lead.
After three rounds.
So these scores make much more sense to me than the scores.
Yeah, because you were leading for the first three rounds this morning. Don't forget, though, there were three Santa sacks, and the Santa sacks are big. But there's one that's huge. There's one that is, if you do get it, then it's huge. There's 10 points available. So if you land it. Right. James.
Number two, please.
Number two. What did China drop from all of its military technology this year?
Oh, I know that.
Trump.
What did it drop?
What did China drop from all of its military technology this year?
probably any American components.
No.
I've got a guess.
But go on. I think it was, I think Patrice said, I know.
It's any Microsoft services, Microsoft
yes,
products?
It's Windows.
That's what I said. Wow. Yeah. You heard me.
Yeah, well done, Patrice.
Good work.
Good on you. Jeffrey, pick a number.
20.
Bombs. What did China drop from its military tech this year? Bombs, of course. That's silly of me. Bonus point for deep man.
Bats, their bats.
Jeffrey, pick a number.
20, he said.
20, sorry, man.
You've got this. Come on, dear.
Forgot to write the question.
What started its shutdown process as of February the 4th of this year? And it is fully shut down.
Oh my God, I had no idea the United Kingdom actually shut down.
Mate, we started that process 3 years ago.
Yeah, so imagine my surprise to find out it actually finished. Started in early this year and is officially totally shut down now.
Yeah.
Got a guess.
Support for Windows Vista.
No.
He's on the right lines. That's the guess I was going to go for Windows 7.
No. Patrice and...
It's coming up next year. The Large Hadron Collider, LHC.
No.
That's still going.
Hmm. Well, but I mean, they shut that down every now and then.
I need to add to it.
No, I mean, this thing's gone.
Was this coal power? Anything to do with coal?
No, what company is great at just abandoning stuff and shutting it down?
It's got to be Google.
Oh,
Google.
Microsoft. Yeah. Oh, Google. Yeah, Google. Yes.
Google Plus.
Google Plus.
What, James has put...
Oh, my God. I had totally forgotten about Google Plus.
Well, like, that's the whole point.
I didn't even know it was still going.
Ta-da. Pat Winch has put, I'm off to cook the rest of Mr. B's tea. And James has said, take Carex. And I'm sitting thinking, why is she going to need hand cream to cook his tea?
Well, maybe she has dry hair.
And then I realized it was a kiss.
Space.
Without a space.
SpaceX. Oh, trying to keep her on board.
Who was that? Oh, that was Jeffrey. So, Patrice.
Yep. 27.
Was that 27?
Yep.
Thank you.
What left Johannesburg with no power this year? What caused Johannesburg to have no power this year?
They ran out of water.
No.
I got a joke answer.
I think they did, but like, might have flare? Nothing to do with it.
No.
No, okay.
Hope.
All right, I'll give it a shot. ransomware on their servers.
It was ransomware, Jeffrey.
Oh, Jeff. Ooh,
that is a blinding answer. Good. Yeah, no, it was ransomware. They got done, and they had to put a thing out on Twitter saying that they'd been done, and they were going to have to pay it, and they had to pay it.
How much did you make, Jeff?
Enough to buy some eggnog to go into my mug. But it's dairy-free eggnog.
Excellent. Jeffrey's in the game now.
Yes.
Muller?
Two little ducks.
22.
Which telecoms network was the first to successfully connect a handset to 5G this year at ahead of Mobile World Congress?
Ooh.
The first firm in the world to connect a handset successfully to 5G.
T-Mobile.
No, Jones?
Vodafone.
It was Vodafone, yeah. Well done, mate.
Mm.
It's in. End of round two, and it's still tight if shit. Patrice, 3. James and Muller on 2. And Jeff starting off. Slow start, but he's going to come from behind. Because don't forget, Patrice was getting his ass kicked this morning.
Yes.
He was way down, sir, and he came back to win. So it's all to play for.
Board.
I think, actually, Patrice is that medallion. It's flashing codes into the...
Oh, are it's glinting.
Yeah. He's putting him off. He's putting Jeff off, I'll tell you.
Yeah, well, I've been reading the message because it's coming out Morse code, and it says, if you answer correctly, I will kill you. And I believe it. So.
Sheer chance. Round three or four or, yeah, James, pick a number.
Let's go number four, please.
Number four.
Yes.
This is right. This is another one that's right up your street, mate. Doom, Doom 2, and Doom 3 made their way onto which platform's online store in June of this year?
Oof, God, it's got to be...
As far as I'm aware, I think the...
it's got to be Xbox.
No.
Really?
Mm. No.
No, it's been on that for ages.
Is it Steam?
No, it's been on there. Oh, I bought that ages ago.
But seriously, how much network? I'm buying off Steam.
What did you say, Patrice?
The PlayStation Network?
No. Muller's last chance.
Linux?
No, it was Nintendo Switch.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I thought that was a pretty obvious question, actually, because those games, you could get away with those on a Nintendo Switch, couldn't you, quite easily?
Is anyone playing Halo Chief?
No.
No.
Ah. Oh. Well, it's on PC, Steam, and...
It really is, yeah. My son is, actually, loving it.
It is. Is it good?
I think it's... Yes.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
It's on Xbox as well. The thing is, it runs on... it hardly pushes my i7. Yeah. And it runs on really old hardware, so you can run it on... I think I've got a 970 in my computer at the moment, which I was thinking upgrading, but runs it easily.
Cool. Jeffrey, pick a number.
Let's see. Let's go with 37.
37. What percentage of Android antivirus apps were found to be largely infected this year? What percentage of Android antivirus apps were found 70%. To be largely... It was 66, but I'll give you that.
I knew it had
I would have guessed 95.
I'd have guessed
two thirds of Android antivirus apps were infected with viruses.
That is just messed up.
I love that question when I found it. I was just like that. I got it. I can't remember where I found it, but I had to go somewhere else to verify it. I just think that can't be true, but it is.
The trouble is, you don't need it. It's good.
Well, clearly, right, because everything else is already infected too, so.
That's all super yeah.
True.
Who's that? Was that Jeff?
Yeah.
That was me.
Yeah.
Yeah, Patrice?
Let's do 30.
Let's do 30. Boston Dynamics allowed early adopters to lease its new dog this year. What's the name of the dog?
God.
Oh, is he? No.
I don't know, Milo?
Yeah, maybe this isn't a good German dog name, but anyone else?
Fido?
Fido, go like that, but no.
No.
What's the name of the dog? Boston Dynamics allowed early adopters to lease its dog this year. What's the name of the dog?
I've got another joke answer, but just in case it's true, I won't say it.
It hands.
Nasha.
Spot.
Spot.
Spot the dog.
Spot.
Oh, of course.
Isn't that a cat?
No, well, maybe in Germany, yeah. but not.
No. Data's cat is named Spot.
Yeah. That was a Star Trek reference.
Well done. Muller.
Oh, yeah.
Is it called Stay?
I'll have Funf.
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 The FTC voted this year to impose a fine on Facebook of $5 billion for what?
Oh. I know.
Is it something about politics and their advertisements?
No. It's about politics, so I'm going to let you have another stab. There's two words I'm particularly looking for here.
Letting people sell, pay for and buy adverts to sell political views online and other bad actors.
I'm going to say no. Go on. Can someone give me the right answer?
Was it selling, like allowing access to their data with the whole Cambridge Analytica?
Cambridge Analytica, that's the thing. Yeah. Well done, Patrice.
Yeah.
Good.
Patrice gets one extra.
Your dog name was wrong.
It's not. I've verified all these, mate. Whether if I'm right, I'm if wrong. I'm still right. So, was that Muller's? Yes, it was. At the end of that round, Patrice 4. Jeff oh, wow. is pulling it back to 3, and Muller and James are really still in touch there on 2.
I think at the max show at this point we were in the double digits.
Yeah, we were doing. Someone was.
No, we weren't.
No, we weren't. But we were a lot further on than this.
Yeah, but we had more Santa sacks.
James. Well, yes. You, no, there's 3 Santa sacks exactly the same, but you haven't picked them yet.
That's what I mean. Yeah, we had 2 of those in the
James.
I'll have my age, 36.
What with 25 years experience?
I'm a great guy. Let's leave it at that.
I shouldn't have laughed. I only encourage you when I do that.
Ready? James.
Yes.
Which company had 23 theft and fraud charges filed against it by the U.S. Department of Justice at the start of the year?
Holy crap.
Probably Apple.
Does that mean you know it, Jeff?
Which company had 23 theft and fraud charges filed against it by the U.S. DOJ at the start of the year?
I'm going to say Apple.
No, God, no, not Apple.
It's in the back of my mind somewhere. I can't remember it.
Homeland Security.
Theft and fraud charges. 23 theft and fraud charges filed at it.
A lot, isn't it? People are always saying Apple's nicking stuff.
Come on. Someone's got to have a guess.
I'm going to go Facebook.
No.
Oh, good guess, though.
Company. Huawei?
Correct.
Oh, we got there in the end.
That was totally a guess. I was like, I mean, Homeland Security.
Theft and fraud. You know, I thought that was quite an obvious question, I have to say. Because that would have been my first answer.
Really?
Excellent. Okay, Jeffrey?
10.
10. What feature did Skype get in February this year?
The ability to actually be used.
Making calls.
Stable
a new launch. Crash feature
business.
Group messaging.
Oh, I think I remember now.
No, go on.
Is it the way where you can actually blur the background?
It is blur. Yeah.
Oh.
Background blurring. Well done, Muller.
Good job. I remember that on this.
Because you did it with
Chuck.
Chuck. Yeah, that's right. Background blurring. And he didn't know how he'd done it.
Oh, check that out. There it is. Blur my background.
There it is. Look, yeah, see?
Yeah.
Blurring his background.
Where'd you find that? I'm interested.
The little ellipsis in the bottom right corner of the Skype conversation.
Doc's shown us a picture of his nice knee in the BTN group on...
thought you said something else then for a second.
Has people genuinely stopped typing stuff in the chat room now?
Because you scared them all.
Sorry, like I didn't mean to. James took a snapshot.
Yeah, I'm not pressing the right button, am I? Which one do you say?
Well, you haven't exactly
my background. Okay,
you haven't. Well, yeah, it's not much of a background either, though, to blur, is it? So
no,
it's not a lot of detail to lose.
I could say my background is blurred, but like...
James, could you try blurring your face?
Patrice, your question.
24.
What did Nintendo launch with 90 million downloads in its first week?
I know.
Games.
What did Nintendo launch with 90
million? Oh, yeah. You're getting...
Super Mario Brothers?
No. I thought you was going to say it then.
I thought you were going to say it then, but James did say I know first.
It is Mario Kart.
It is Mario Kart Tour.
Thank you. Oh, dear.
Good.
Get the sweat.
Good one. Excellent. Muller?
16, like my age.
God. Elon Musk unveiled a new fugly vehicle last month, but what's it called?
I know.
What? That's easy.
The truck.
I know.
No.
Nope.
I did sit through that.
I don't know who said I know first. Be honest.
James did.
James did, okay.
James. It's the Cybertruck.
It's the Cybertruck.
All right.
Yeah. I get half then. I said truck.
Thank you, Mitch.
No. Nope. The truck's not. Because I virtually said it's a truck.
I need to put 100 quid down. Trust me. I'm tempted. It's a beautiful thing.
Oh, dear God. End of the round. Patrice in the lead on 5, James on 4, and Jeff and Muller on 3. It's still pretty tight. It's still pretty tight.
It's super tight.
This is surprising. I thought that at this point there would be a strong lead.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, but we're all thick.
Well, no, I figured at this point I'd have 1 point.
you're all right in it then.
You overachiever.
Yeah.
And no one's typed anything in the chat room for 7 minutes now.
I think they're scared, Ewan.
Patrice is typing something just, there we go, just to prove it's working. Oops. James, pick a number.
Number, all the ones, number 11, please.
In May, Google Maps released a feature that said it could save you from getting what?
Laid.
Chlamydia. Yeah, no. In May, Google Maps released a feature saying that it could save you from getting what?
Lost. It's probably the most important thing I've
ever heard. No.
Okay, I know.
Who said what? Jeff, did you say the answer?
I think Jeff was first.
I did not say an answer yet. A traffic ticket.
It is. It's a traffic ticket. Yep. That's right.
Oh,
well done.
Good.
Speeding ticket. That was the thing. Mm-hmm. Good. Well done, mate. Jeff, it's your question as well. Herpes, says Batwench.
she's 39.
She's nicked my answer.
Did you say 39?
39.
39. What date was Cyber Monday this year?
Is that Cyber Sunday?
Crap, I don't even know what the date is today.
That's what, all the price of milk, yeah.
No,
I know.
November 25th?
No, James.
It's the 2nd of December.
It was the 2nd of December, yes.
Yep.
All you had to do was open a calendar app.
Yeah,
I would have been cheating if
I But I could remember it.
Well, Thanksgiving, that's all. It was Monday after Thanksgiving, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I don't remember what the date was on Thanksgiving.
That was easy.
Thursday. It was a Thursday.
Yeah, yes.
Last Thursday.
Oh, my God, it was on a November. Thursday this year.
Any given Thursday. Patrice.
Let's do number 32.
32, still no Santa's sacks coming out. Microsoft said that what would go on sale in September 2019? I was very careful with this question because I don't know if it did, but they said it was going to launch on this date, September 2019.
Their new Android phone?
No.
Stadia?
Nope.
Oh,
that's Googling it.
Was it their wireless headphones that aren't actually out yet?
No.
Is it HoloLens?
It's HoloLens 2, yes.
Well done. I was going to say HoloLens, but then damn.
Jeff, Muller waited till the very end, till you'd all gone, and he stole the point.
It worked.
Oh, look at this. It's super close now.
Oh.
And Muller to finish the round.
24.
Already did that.
Already did it.
Yeah. Oh. 25.
Facebook were ordered to stop collecting user data by which European government at the start of this year?
Germany.
Is the right answer. Did you know that one?
Yeah.
Bang.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Very quickly.
And all of a sudden, he's in the lead. At the end of that round, it's still close. 6 points to Muller, 5 to James and Patrice, and Jeff, 4. So the fortunes have switched here. But it's still mighty close. Exciting. It's not high scoring, but it's exciting.
It's exciting.
James, start again.
Number 10, please.
Number 10 is gone.
We did that, yeah.
10's gone.
10's gone.
God, it's not on my list. I must have been not paying attention.
James pick 10?
I'll take a very beautiful number 8 then.
James did pick 10. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. No. Yeah, that was your question. So what do you take then? Go on. What are you having, James?
He said 8.
8, please.
What was Wednesday the 17th of July a world day for? So you know, today is World Something Day.
Yeah.
What was Wednesday the 17th of July world day for?
Oh, God. I'm going to say Earth Day.
No. That would be far higher.
Yeah.
Anyone?
No. Not a Scooby-Doo.
Online privacy.
No, it's not even close.
Good on Jeff, though. Good, Jeff.
Women in Tech Day?
No, that would be far loftier than this is.
Oh.
World, okay. World Email Day.
I thought you were going to get it there. This is upsetting to the extreme. It was World Emoji Day.
Oh, right.
Oh.
For Christ's sake.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, what a waste of a day.
Awful question.
World, yep. Wow. No, it's an awful thing. The question was valid. Yeah. But... Next question, Jeff.
18.
What classic game did Google release in Maps on April 1st this year? What classic game did they release? Who said I know there?
James. It was James.
Pac-Man.
Oh, close, but no.
Can I have a guess?
Space Invaders.
No, James. So who's next out, Patrice? Was it? Did you say you knew Patrice or
Snake? No, but I am gonna guess Snake.
It was Snake. Yeah.
Oh God!
You were well close.
What were you gonna say, Muller? Not Snake.
Zombie Run.
Yeah, no.
That would have been fun, though.
They released a version of Snake on Inside the Maps.
I think I played that.
It's cool. Who's it now? Patrice?
I think it's my turn, yeah. Let's go with 23.
Twitter limited how many accounts you could follow per day this year to how many? This is how many accounts 200? You can follow per day. No.
100 per day? No.
Nope. I'll guess 25.
Nope.
I'll guess 300.
Nope.
Well, then I'll just throw out a number and we'll say 90.
I thought you were going to do the obvious thing and just keep going there, but it was 400.
Really?
The sad thing is, I almost did.
Batwing's got it right.
You follow 400 accounts in a day.
Batwing's got it. 400.
Yeah.
Excellent, mate. Muller, finish us off with this round.
I'm going to go number 40.
40, blind 40. The EU unveiled plans for what database this year?
What database?
The EU unveiled plans for what database this year?
Deepam, are there 400 accounts on Twitter worth following?
Nope. No, there's only two, mine and British Techs.
Mine, that James McCoskey.
This checks out, yes.
The EU unveiled plans for what database this year, Miller?
Vagrant. I've got no idea.
No. Okay. Anyone? Not Batwench yet. Anyone on the panel?
Biometric database?
Yeah, biometric database of all citizens and all non-EU citizens, and they can shove that up their arse.
Yeah.
I mean, basically what the US has already done.
Yeah.
And
if you want to... This is why I don't go to the US anymore.
And if you want a passport here, your new passport's biometric.
End of the... I let my own government have it. That's different. End of the round. Patrice has got 7. Muller's got 6. James has got 5. And Jeff's got 4.
Oh.
A little bit of a lead.
Very close.
To open it. Yeah, but it can all change if the Santa sack lands well.
4, 5, 6, 7.
Pick a number, James.
I'll have a gorgeous number 6, please.
Which firm has claimed over half of the CPUs on Japanese desktops this year? Which firm has got more than half of the CPUs on Japanese desktops this year?
Oh, gosh. Dell?
No.
No.
I don't...
They're still there, you know.
Take a crack at it.
Go on then, Jeff.
AMD.
AMD. Yeah, the clue there was CPUs, not
computers. Jesus, sorry. Yeah.
Of course. Yeah, AMD have got more than half of the CPUs on Japanese desktops.
Yeah. They're cheap and faster.
Japs love AMD for some reason. So.
Yeah. Cheap and faster.
Well, the trouble is Intel ones are crippled at the moment with all the faults.
Jeffrey, you're still your turn now.
Oh, all right. Well, then 33.
Which household which household tech giant boasted a car this year and then backed out?
Oh, I know.
Oh, Dyson.
Yes. Yep. 2 points to Jeffrey.
Quite nice. Right. Good job.
They'd have cleaned up the market.
Oh, what?
Yeah, but they had to leave the market because they're Mullen
minus
sucked.
One. Oh, minus one for Jeff as well. Oh. That witch has chimed in with exactly the same joke at exactly the same time. So you two, you can fight over who owned that one. Patrice.
26.
What extra vehicle did NASA say is included in the Mars 2020 rover that's going up next year?
Is it a drone?
Say a drone.
Oh, I need a specific.
I think
You need a specific, like a camera drone?
I'll give it you, actually. It's a helicopter.
Okay.
But it's a single rotor helicopter. It's not a what's it drone, but I'll give you that. Mm-hmm. In fact, okay. Actually, I need to give you two, don't I? Because it's your question. That's fine. Excellent. Muller.
35.
In April, Microsoft decided that what was not a useful security feature in Windows 10 anymore? Mm-hmm. In April, Microsoft decided that what was not a useful security feature in Windows 10 anymore?
So the paperclip thing in Word.
Clippy. Yeah, Clippy was head of security at Microsoft for many years.
I see you're trying to hack my computer. Let me help you with that.
I have a guess.
A firewall.
Do you know what the typical is?
No.
Software firewall, no.
No.
I have a guess. Passwords?
The Microsoft decided that passwords were not a useful security feature. Is that what you're saying?
Especially yeah. If they still got them.
Well, considering everyone was using 1111 password and hello.
Yeah, exactly.
I use the
amount. I can't give you the bonus point for that, mate.
I use the amount that Jeff's embezzled from the South African government.
I wondered where all that cash went.
Anyone want to have a go?
Was it the wall defender thingy?
No.
Windows Defender.
No. No, it's still there.
So, no, Patrice has got the right subject, but the problem was, you can't just say that passwords are not a security feature. What's the specific thing I'm looking for that's associated with passwords?
Password hints?
No.
Is it the PIN number?
No, it's expiring passwords. So Windows 10 had forcible expiring passwords.
That was annoying, that was.
Yeah. I hate it. I absolutely loathe it. And you can't have what you've had before. Oh, piss off.
We did that at work. You could only have... I used to have six passwords and just go around in a circle. Yeah. Then they
and the funny thing is the American government is saying that that isn't even enough anymore. Like, expiring passwords don't work.
We got biometric in the end. Biometric and passwords.
Was that your question, Patrice? It was. No.
Yeah, I think it was. It was 26.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. I was the second one to guess. So
was it mine?
It was yours. So that's the end of the round then. Yeah. 9 points to Patrice, 7 points to Jeff, 6 points to Muller, and 5 points to James. But there's still two Santa sacks out there.
Oh.
Right then, come on, James. Oh. The questions are getting thin on the ground here. We've only got two more rounds.
Hey, let's try a very high 41.
Elon Musk is the CEO of SpaceX, but what other job title does he hold there?
Other than Tesla?
No, at SpaceX. He's the CEO of SpaceX, but he's got another job title that goes that's with him as well.
Probably bloody astronaut now in him.
No.
Nope.
Is it chief of design?
It is chief designer, yes. Bloody hell.
Yes!
Oh, wow. Where the hell did that come from?
Yeah, he's Googling
the desire to win. I think that's what
have you got
from.
Julie on the other side of the desk Googling these?
No, hands up.
He's using Siri.
Without saying it, yeah. That's why he's repeating the question every time.
Yeah. Oh, that's clever.
Jeffrey, what have you want?
34.
34. Santa's sack, mate. First one.
That's the first one.
Yeah, it's not the biggest. There's a bigger one. But this year, Israel attempted to land on the moon. So you get 1 point for Israel. But can you name the four other nations who've attempted to land on the moon in total?
I know a couple.
Okay. So you have the United States.
Yep.
You have China.
Yep.
And we already said India and Russia.
It's a full house for Jeffrey. He suddenly leapt to 12.
Yay.
Oh.
Wow.
I think, do you know, I think you're the first person to ever answer the Santa sack and get all the points.
Wow. Well, go me.
Yeah. I don't recall anyone ever getting every Santa sack point in the past. I know we've only done it for 2 years, but, you know, it's not the point. Well done, mate. That's a quality little answer there. That could put you in good stead now.
We definitely didn't do it on the Mac show, I think.
No. Well done, Patrice.
Let me have a look. Let's go for 31.
Louis Vuitton released some wireless headphones this year. How much did they cost?
I'm going to say $3,000.
No.
I'll go 800.
No.
I'm going to go £10,000.
No. Jeffrey, you're the only one that can do it.
$2,500.
No, it was £1,000.
Oh. Yeah. I'll get some for Christmas, there you.
That's it now. Colloquy has just stopped scrolling for me. I've restarted it and it still stopped scrolling.
That's a scroll for ages, doesn't it?
Mine was scrolling and then today.
Much better.
Well, it was scrolling today and then I clicked on it and I rolled the mouse wheel and then that's it stopped. So someone has got to get out there and find how do you get Colloquy to auto-scroll again, because pissing me off.
It sounds like a disease. What is that, Colloquy?
Colloquy, it's a thingy, reader thingy.
So you can take an ointment.
It's an IRC client.
Muller.
All right. 15.
I hope we're not going to leave out the other Santa sack here. Bob Swan is the CEO of which giant of the tech world? And he's going to be their CEO for a long time to come. Bob, if you type India in there and you've given that answer, you need to stop because we've had this with Batwench. Just wait until everyone's had a go. Bob Swan is the CEO of which giant of the tech field?
I'm going to have to go for AMD.
No. Good guess, though.
Intel.
It's Intel. Well done, James.
I was going to say that to be the other one. That's the other one.
Right, James got 8. Okay, round end of the round. Jeff on 12. Wow. Patrice 9, Muller 6, and James 8. So it could be a little bit beyond Muller now. But there
Santa's
is still
really paid off for me.
There's a 10-point Santa's sack still out there. So James, will you pick it?
Will you pick it? Yes, he will. Will you
pick it? Number. Oh God, I'm looking through now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Have we done 7? Yes, that was the first one.
Yes.
Let's go
14, 19.
15.
12.
14.
Nope.
Mate, wait. 14, 19, 21, 28, 29, 38, 40, and 40. That's it. 38 and 40.
40?
Oh, no. 40's gone. 40's
no,
gone.
We did 40. 38 is the last one.
38, I think you said, mister.
I did say 38. NASA cancelled its first all-female spacewalk this year for what reason?
It was too cold.
Oh, I know.
I know.
They just couldn't get the colour for the airport.
James.
That's Muller. Come on. I guess, was it bad weather?
Bad bad weather in the space station?
it was all greeny.
Have you really just given that answer? Not even greeny would have given that answer.
It's a bit light showers that ruin the hair.
The all-female spacewalk was cancelled because of bad weather in space.
Wait a minute. There is a space weather. You know, that's debris in the cloud.
Don't
all that
backpedal.
Business.
Nate, you're not helping yourself by trying to backpedal that one.
There are solar flares.
That's true. That could happen.
And who wears flares now, I tell you.
Qualifies bad weather.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's kind of not working
right,
out.
James, I'll let you have one more sensible answer. And it better be better, more sensible than that bloody dance. Go on.
Was it a malfunctioning bay doors?
No.
Nope. I know it.
Yep. Patrice knows.
It's they didn't have enough fitting spacesuits. Like, they only had like different sizes and not like the same size.
Yeah, the wrong size spacesuits.
Are you joking? Didn't they get measured before they went up?
Well, no, it's not that simple, because they have to swap the... They can't bring their own spacesuit home, so they have to keep spacesuits there for them. And the last crew, there was only one female, so...
They couldn't fit the she-way in.
I think... actually, NASA took a lot of shit over that, and I think very grossly unfairly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the spacesuits are, like, from... They are really old. Like, they are from the... I think from the 60s or 70s or something. Yeah. So...
Yeah. So, right, okay, Jeffrey, I'd laugh if you get the next, if you land the Santa tag on, mate.
How about 14?
IKEA launched a line of speakers with Sonos this year, but can you tell me what they were called? And anything close I'll give you, because it's IKEA.
Funk and Groove, and I can't remember what they were called.
No, go on, James. You said
it's kind of like the begins with S. Stop and cough something.
Something.
No, Muller's not going to get it either. Chat room, go on. You can have this one if it comes up.
Lanquist. I was watching the
Symphonic C. Symphonic
Symphony. Symphonic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Symphonics. Yeah. I watched the IKEA 2.0 thing the other day. It was fantastic. YouTube, it's IKEA 2.0. It's brilliant. So smart. They're getting there, very good.
No one's typing in early, are they? Because I can't see now because it's scrolling.
No, they haven't. They literally just put the name in.
If it's an IKEA name, simply type the name and then take out all the vowels. Except there's an O and an I in there, but... whose question was that? Jeffrey's.
That was mine.
Jeff's.
Good.
Therese.
21.
It's the Santa's sack.
Oh, shit.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, this is where Patrice takes it all.
Come on. Well, he gets to stab first, and he gets, because there's 10 answers here. He can have 10 shots, but... at the end of that, then it goes open for bonus points, don't forget. So it could be anything. So, right, Patrice, dead simple.
Dead simple.
I want the 10 top grossing films of 2019 as of last Sunday. I'm not including the Star Wars thing in this.
I mean, there is Avengers Endgame. Crap. And I should know this because, like, I like movies.
It's quick how films evaporate when you get this question.
Yeah, it is. Like,
no typing in the chat room, please.
I'm not looking at the chat room anyway. Crap. What else was this year? It's so hard. That's like...
Don't Google.
Wasn't there another Marvel movie? Captain Marvel?
Captain Marvel, yeah, too.
Yeah, okay. So that's a Marvel movie's gone. God, what else happened? Top grossing this year. Top grossing, probably not. Because I don't think... Well, I'm gonna guess the Man in Black International movie.
No.
Might be on the list. No. Okay.
That's three guesses you have.
Three guesses. What else happened this year?
I've got a few. both of you?
You can only have one, and I've got one. I've got one anyway. Definitely got one.
I've got one.
I've got a few.
What else happened this year? I'm totally, as you said, like the games just go.
I've been to the cinema though. I probably watched them all.
Okay. Well, you've only had three guesses, so you've got another.
There was one. I think I have to pass. Like, I cannot remember a single name.
Okay, so James asks next. So go on then, James.
I've got Frozen 2.
No.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Hobbs and Shaw, Fast and Furious.
Hang on. I'll let you have three guesses and then yes. I'll throw it open. Hobbs and Shaw's, yes.
I've definitely got one.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, one more guess, James.
Endgame.
He's already said that. So,
no, I already said that.
Jeff,
I thought it said Captain Marvel, didn't he?
Jeff and Gomel.
No, I've already said that. I've got three for you.
Okay.
I think.
Oh.
Joker?
No.
Oh, yes.
No. All right. Spider-Man Far From Home?
Spider-Man Far From Home, yes.
Toy Story 4?
Toy Story 4, yes.
Yes.
Good one.
Muller, you want to go?
Solo?
No.
Hollywood? No. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
No.
Oh, I know. I know another one.
Hang on. Muller gets one more go first.
Okay. Yesterday?
No. So right then, just
Aladdin.
Aladdin is in there. Yes, that. Jeff.
Wow.
Good. How many have we? And do we have left now?
You've still got one. Two, three, four to get.
Jeez. I've been to the cinema loads of times this year.
You have Muller.
Me too. That's the problem.
Oh.
What's the Karen?
Hey.
Keanu Reeves.
John Wick 3.
John Wick 3. I don't know.
There you go.
A Parabellum.
I'll give that to Jeff because he did start that off.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
I watched that three times at the cinema.
Yeah, great film. Great film.
The other one, and I can't remember what it's called, the Springsteen one.
No.
I would have thought that would have been there because that was popular.
No, it was...
Down Abbey.
It was one with the Asian guy. He eventually went to see...
No. You're going to be shocked at these when I read them.
Yesterday.
So in order, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Top grossing film of the year, Endgame.
Mm-hmm.
Second top grossing film of the year was Lion King.
Oh, I forgot about Lion King.
Yeah. Toy Story 4, Captain Marvel, Spider-Man Far From Home, Aladdin. This one surprised me. Us, the one with the girl that's the warrior princess in Endgame. John Wick 3, Fast and Furious, Hobbs and Shaw, and then the 10th was How to Train Your Dragon, Hidden World.
I forgot that even came out.
As of last Sunday. So don't write in with complaints telling me I'm wrong because I'm not.
Yeah. I mean, I'm guessing Star Wars will be on the list now.
Oh, I'm sure it's probably already there, yeah. But
it's been out a couple of days.
Right, there's only three questions left to choose from, Muller.
I know, 19, 28 or 29. I'll go with 28.
Anatova was a new threat this year. But what group did it target?
Anatova
was a new security threat this year, but what did it target?
I'd say
Instagram.
No.
Good guess, but no.
I have an idea.
Go on then, Jeff.
Governments.
No.
No.
Not NHS.
There was.
Patrice has got a guess.
I could remember what it was. I remember there was a story about, like, it was malware, but it targeted, like, people was in the Philippines or India or something like that.
No, ransomware for PC gamers.
Oh.
Hmm.
Really?
Okay, wouldn't have known that.
Right, so we've got two questions left that we can use, and we're going to have a shout it out round. James is on 9, Jeff's on 16, Patrice is on 12. And Muller's on 6, so sorry, Muller, I think you're out.
No sacks left.
So in 19, life imitating art, imitating life, Hakuto is a Japanese airline-backed firm that is going into space to look for what?
Extraterrestrial life.
No.
Precious minerals.
No.
Asteroids?
No.
Water.
Lunar water, yes. Well done, Jim. That was a blow to the heart.
Well done, Jeff.
I kind of feel like I shouldn't have answered.
No, you should.
You would have won anyway.
Bob Beach has put what a set of crap films, bar humbug.
Spider-Man Far From Home was really good. Thinking of the animated one. That was the one that was really good.
Yes, Into the Spider-Verse. I really enjoyed that.
Spider-Verse. Mm-hmm.
Really interesting.
Yeah.
Right, you ready for this then, boys? Which long-standing tech president retired in April of this year?
Bill Gates.
You're going to kick yourselves for this. President. Which long-standing tech president retired in April of this year?
Scott Forstall.
He's retired and you've forgotten him already.
It's not Johnny Ive, is it?
Oh, I know. This is the Microsoft guy. What's his face?
No, it's not. No, it's not.
It isn't?
No. Give up.
Oh.
Chat room, you can take it all. There's 30 points on this.
Right.
Larry Page says Bob Beach. No.
No, that happened this year, but like only recently.
In April this year, which long-standing tech president retired?
Was Larry Page booked?
Jesus Christ.
There must be a lot of turnover in that company.
It wasn't Scully.
Scully, Jesus Christ. Scully even still alive?
He is.
Yeah, he is.
Of course he is.
Mulder, then.
No.
Steve Jobs. Jesus Christ, Bob. Bob's the only one trying, though, at least, be fair.
Yeah. Steve Jobs died 7 years ago.
Yeah, but he's such an overachiever, he didn't get around to retiring until this year.
It's not Ballmer, is it? I know he...
It's not Intel, that's not a CEO.
No, we talked about it.
We talked about it.
I'm yanking your chain, Bob. Come on, let's be friends.
Bob gets so upset so quick, doesn't he?
Oh, he's a nice guy, though. We love him.
We love him.
And he never sees any of our cool things, and they're so cool.
Well,
the answer is...
He's been known to stick around.
Reggie Fils-Aimes, Nintendo.
Reggie who?
Reggie Fils-Aimes, Nintendo.
Oh, right.
Nintendo. I would have been around that. For forever.
I would have never heard of him.
Oh, God.
I'm surprised James didn't know that.
I thought James
did. Mr. I'm a Gamer.
At the end of the Christmas quiz for the big show, on 6 points, it's Muller. You did really well for a while, and then you just kind of stagnated, Muller. Bad luck, mate. James on 9, another person who kind of stalled at the end. Patrice nearly did it with 12, but the winner by some distance now actually has really racked it. Jeffrey on 17.
And I am as surprised as anyone else that not only did I score so high, but that I won.
That was a high score, mate. That was a really high score. Yeah, there you go. See, the power of the Santa sack.
Yep, it was the Santa sack
really helped me. Without Santa sacks, I would not have won.
Has James brought the crown? Because he won it last year. He's got to hand it over.
Yeah. So that brings to the end another... well, it brings to the end of this, the decade of BTN. Podcasting. We have finished another decade of podcasting. We've been doing it 11 years now, which is amazing. Mm. And I can't tell you how much this network needs to me and how much I've really enjoyed doing it all. I've got so many people I now know, loads of friends, people that I can shoot the breeze with, say hello to in the morning in the Slack room. I really do value this so highly. And it's an amazing thing to have done. And we've got a lovely blog post on TSO Hosts blog. They wrote to me and they asked me a few questions, so give us some answers. And I went out to some of the listeners and said, can you stop typing shit? they asked me, you know, what to do, and I wrote to some of the listeners and said, you tell me what to answer. So a lot of the answers that are in there are actually come from listeners to the show. So I got rid of the ones that just call me a wanker, obviously.
But we've all done that, mate.
But it was a great, it's a lovely article. If you get a chance, go over to TSO blog and look for it. Please, please, please support our sponsors. So please get out there over Christmas and make some great comments about TSO Host, at TSO Host on the social media, and as well at iMenMax. And AZ went and got his iPad fixed for his nephew at iMenMax and tweeted it out. So if you do go to iMenMax, please make sure that you tell them that you came from BTN and tell me, so that I can say, this guy that you got, that was one of ours, because that return on investment is important to us. If we don't know that people are coming through BTN, then there's no recognition of the fact that we've actually helped them get work. So, and they're a great bunch of lads, so please support them too. Thanks to Muller as well, because he's done all the bookings religiously, even though we give him loads of shit on the show and take the piss out of him. He has worked tirelessly behind trying to get people on. It is the biggest and most thankless task on the planet, trying to get people to turn up here.
Agreed.
So thanks, mate. Really appreciate that. And also thanks to Kyle, who has done the news show. I think he's done over 150 episodes this year of the news show.
Wow.
He's really motored it. He gets up every morning and more often than not turns out a show. And it's only when he's got real issues with work and that kind of stuff, where he's battling traffic, that he can't get it out in time.
Or weather,
yeah. Yeah, he's had a few scary moments. We sit and complain about like 100 mile an hour wind, and he's got a tornado, class 4 tornado coming past his house. So thanks to Kyle as well for doing that. He's absolutely brilliant. And we've got so many people who do so many things. We've got the backroom staff like Anders and Patrice, who keep the servers running and that kind of thing. Camps as well does his bit in the background. We've kept in touch with Righty Boy. He's hoping to come back. We'll get him back soon enough, but he's all right. So we're staying in touch with him, and hopefully the BTN family will go from strength to strength. We'll have a new fresh year next year that's a really good success. So thanks everyone, really appreciated it. James, where can everyone get hold of you?
As always, you'll find me at James Rickards on Twitter. It's the lovely place to share stuff. Thank you, Ewan. Thank you for the year, and thank you everybody else for being so lovely. I think the Slack room is a great resource, Ewan, and I never miss a day. So thank you very much, and thank you over in Slack room. It's been a great year.
You need to get yourself on the At Max show a bit more, mate. Childcare stuff.
It's going to be an interesting year again for me. But thank you.
Just tape the kids to the wall.
I know, right? Doesn't look good for the end of year review, though. That's the trouble.
Just give them Fortnite. Give them Fortnite. Give them a grand, and they'll turn it into 1,200 for you.
Halo is brilliant.
And it'll be clean money.
Yep.
So where are we doing shows then, the 10th or the 3rd? Because I did put the 3rd
down. I'm not doing the 3rd.
Okay, I'll delete those.
Yeah. 10th. Jeffrey. Mm-hmm. No, I might do the 3rd. Go on, let's have a go at the 3rd. See if who we get.
It's
Jeffrey, where can everyone get you?
On the 3rd, I may be in town on the 3rd, but you can find me over at textexpander.com, Jay Gamut on Twitter and Instagram, on all the other shows, because I just can't help but be on all the podcasts. And go sign up for the webinars that I'm doing, teaching people how to use Text Expander.
And thanks for stepping in and covering and having us on both shows, mate, because it's been a real, your contribution's been excellent this year. Thanks ever so much, mate.
It's been so much fun.
Yeah, and it's going to be so much fun. We're going to keep doing it.
And it will continue to be so much fun.
We're going nowhere.
Stay away from Canada.
Yeah, to be fair, Attlee's not here because he's not very well. Whereas the Muller's been spreading rumours that he's helping police with their inquiries.
Well, if he is, that I'm sure will be something that helps him with his sentencing.
Yes, absolutely. It will. They'll pay him on the back end.
He's getting his garden dug, though, isn't he?
Patrice, where are you?
Well, I will be, as always, every week here on the Mac Show and the Big Show next year as well, and everything I do on thepatrice.com.
Excellent, mate. Thank you very much. And Muller.
Slack Room and Muller Biker on Twitter.
You can follow us at British Tech. I'm at Ewan Rankin as well on Twitter. And we've got Facebook pages and all that kind of stuff. So have an amazing Christmas. Spend loads of time with your family if you possibly can, because I won't be. I'm at Exeter Station on Christmas Day filming my arse off with the plane line renewal. So think of me. And we'll see you all in the new year. I'll let you know which date when we decide. Have a great Christmas. See you next year. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
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 I got family next year.
I'm not staying with them.